The National People's Congress Standing Committee on Saturday voted to change the conviction standards for the crimes of corruption. The amendment says criminals convicted on serious corruption charges with a 2-year suspended death sentence will face life imprisonment after serving 2 years. The move aims to safeguard judicial fairness and prevent the most corrupt criminals from serving shorter prison terms through commutation. Qu Xinzhou, professor at the China University of Political Science and Law, says the amendment statute is more reasonable than the previous one.
Compared to the previous provision, the change is that other factors, such as the motivation and the damage to society, will also be considered. This can rectify the unreasonable phenomenon in which only the amount of corruption is concerned. Of course, the level of corruption is still the most important factor to be considered.
The new rule mainly targets officials who illegally seek commutation, parole, and non-prison sentences. At the same time, the amendments also stipulate that human traffickers must face harsher criminal penalties. Professor Qu Xinzhou says, compared with previous revisions, the change is relatively substantial.
The old version stipulated that the crime could be remitted if one didn't abuse or rape the trafficked woman or children, or impede the rescue, which means the police would not press charges. But the law has changed, and now those actions will only alleviate your penalties, which is a world of difference from the original version.
The revised law also repealed the crime of sex with underage prostitutes and reclassified it as rape, meaning it involves a tougher punishment. Under the previous law, people who have sex with prostitutes less than 14 years will face a maximum of 15 years in prison, while those convicted of raping a child may face the death sentence. The revision comes after heated debates among many legal professionals questioning whether to scrap crimes of sex with underage prostitutes. Since it was written into the criminal law in 1997, the top legislature has also removed the death penalty for 9 crimes at the end of a 6-day bimonthly session. The 9 crimes include smuggling, counterfeiting currency, and raising funds by means of fraud, among other things. After removing the death penalty for these crimes, those convicted will face a maximum sentence of life imprisonment. For CRI, I'm Wang Zhen.